and get their 12th win overall and make it four straight wins if they can finish the deal here.
And then you look at kind of the stretch they have coming up. Obviously, Minnesota, who put it nicely, is struggling. Still trying to figure that all out. But then you've got a stretch coming up that you're going to find out a lot about yourself with Ohio State. Then you go on, take care of that West Coast road trip.
Inbounds pass into Crowell, throwing to John Tanjay. Tanjay against Jordan Durkak. Tanjay loops it across half court. Going up and getting it is McGee, and then he was knocked out of bounds. It looked, knocked out of bounds by Jamichael Davis. So the Badgers get it to the front court. 30.9 seconds to play. 16 to shoot. 12-point lead for Wisconsin. Gilmore sideline right. Throws it into McGee, and Kamari will drift out left of the center circle. Just burning clock right now as he leaves it for Blackwell right at the midcourt logo. 8 to shoot. Blackwell left of the lane, spins low on the left, up and in for Blackwell. Give him 21 tonight. 75-61, Wisconsin down to 15 seconds remaining. Jamichael Davis outside left, going to Acuff with 8 seconds. Somerville in the paint, fades, flips from 8 feet away, and hits it. Lathan Somerville the bucket with 5 seconds left. Inbounds pass to McGee. He'll dribble out the clock, and the Badgers have won for the fourth straight time. They take down Rutgers on the road tonight by 12.
Not always pretty, doesn't matter. It's one of those where we've said it. But again, for me, I look back at a three-point game. You knew it was going to be, you know, there was going to make some plays down the stretch. Who was going to be able to do that? They answered. And I really look at this more than anything, Matt, as a team win.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody had bits and pieces. You look at Kamari McGee, the shot he made at the end of the first half. Carter Gilmore came in, gave some great energy. Like, everybody had a piece of this. You know, we talked during their shoot-around a little bit. And I said, well, I don't necessarily know what this team is. Is it a group? Is it, you know, we might find out that it's just a bunch of guys that want to play together, play for each other, and at times we'll step up and have each other's back. And I'm leaning towards that's who they are.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not a bad thing. Like, that's a really good thing. You're going to be in a lot of games, and you're going to give yourselves a lot of chances.
Well, now that one of the storylines is to get a couple guys healthy. Is Max Klesman, ankle injury. Nolan Winter, right hand, working on that. Badgers by the home floor on Friday night. Final score tonight, Wisconsin 75, Rutgers 63. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people. The same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Well, you're listening to Badger Football on WRJN, but don't forget, WRJN is home to one of Wisconsin's most celebrated sports reporters, Mike Clemens. Mike has reports on the air every hour, Monday through Friday, from 6 a.m. until 7 p.m., and Mike's embedded with the Packers. You want the inside story on what's happening with the Green Bay Packers? Mike has it for you. 12 times a day, it's Mike Clemens Sports on your home for local news and timeless hits.
You by NHTSA and the Ad Council. Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your Wisconsin Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger post-game show.
Always the prettiest game ever, but the Wisconsin Badgers never trailed tonight. Rutgers kept pushing, got it to as close as three. But the Badgers countered, pulling away 75-63 tonight on another good shooting night for Greg Gard's team. 54.5% from the floor, just 7-22 from the three-point line. Didn't get to the foul line until late in the game. Made all six of their free throws as the Badgers defeat Rutgers 75-63. John Blackwell leads the way with 21 points tonight. Stephen Crowell gets his first double-double of the year, 18 points, 10 rebounds. John Tanjay with 15 points and 9 rebounds. And for Tanjay's 15 points, all but two coming in the second half of play. Kamari McGee with 6. Nolan Winter, 5 points and 6 rebounds. 4 points for Xavier Amos, 3 for Max Klesman, and 3 for Carter Gilmore. Tyson Acuff with his best performance as a Rutgers Scarlet Knight. 17 points for him tonight. Jamichael Davis with 9. Ace Bailey with 9, but he needed 16 shots to get there. 3 of 16 for the field. He had 7 rebounds in 27 minutes before fouling out late in the game. Jordan Durkak with 8 points. Dylan Grant with 8. 4 for Jeremiah Williams. 6 for Lathan Somerville. 2 points for P.J. Hayes. And Dylan Harper did not score. Played but 15 minutes. Clearly not looking healthy. We mentioned during the broadcast, he missed the Indiana game last week with an illness, was listed as questionable tonight. Did start, but it became evident early that he just wasn't quite right physically, and the freshman sensation did not score here in this game. The Badgers with a 75-point performance, and they win here at Jersey Mike's Arena in Piscataway. Wisconsin 75, Rutgers 63. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show is coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
At Jones, we make our sausage, bacon, and ham the traditional way, with simple ingredients and a commitment to distinctive quality. But what we're really proud of is how they taste. Our bacon is dry-aged. Almost no other manufacturer takes the time to do that. And our all-natural roll sausage is made with just 3 ingredients: pork, salt, and spices. That's it. It's attention to detail and quality that you can taste in every bite. At Jones, we've been making breakfast better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers improve their winning streak to four games. And in Big Ten play, they even their record, two wins, two losses, 75-63. Wisconsin defeats Rutgers here in Piscataway tonight. The Badgers led by as many as 16 in the first half, led by 9 at the break. And then it got dicey, some very choppy play from Wisconsin, turnover prone, Rutgers taking advantage and getting to within three with 6:45 remaining. They were within three on a couple of occasions. But a pull-up jumper from Jeremiah Williams had the crowd going, and then John Tanjay quiets the crowd by hitting a three to give Wisconsin a six-point lead, and then Crowell got it to 8 on a tip dunk. But Rutgers wasn't quite done yet. They had a lob dunk of their own from Dylan Grant, and it was 65-59 Wisconsin. And then a couple of free throws. John Tanjay, the first Badger to get to the foul line with 3.5 minutes remaining, knocked in both throws. And then on a give and go, Kamari McGee getting to the rim to give the Badgers a 10-point lead, and it was double digits for Wisconsin the rest of the way en route to this win here tonight over Rutgers, 75-63. We look at the final stats. Wisconsin 31 of 57 for the field, 54.5%, 7 of 22 from the arc, 6 of 6 at the foul line. Rutgers just 34% shooting here tonight, 25 out of 73, 27% from distance, 7 of 26, and Rutgers did not help itself at the free throw line, going 6 of 13. Badgers end up a plus 3 on the glass. Rutgers, though, with 18 offensive rebounds in the game. But the second-chance points, despite Rutgers with 18 offensive rebounds compared to 6 for Wisconsin, Badgers still had the edge in second-chance points at 8-6. Badgers were guilty of 16 turnovers. The Rutgers converted to 15 points. Rutgers with 8 miscues, 6 points converted for Wisconsin. Points in the paint, Badgers did a lot of damage early. Of their first 24 points, 20 came in the paint. They end up with 38 points in the paint tonight. 10 fast break points, and they were all early in this game. 15 assists for the Badgers on 31 buckets, 10 dimes for Rutgers on the 25 buckets they had here tonight. Wisconsin 75, Rutgers 63. When we continue, we'll take a glance at the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
And the Ad Council.
Continue with our postgame report. Wisconsin defeats Rutgers tonight 75-63. A glance at the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Ohio State and Minnesota just getting underway at the Barn. A really big game for both teams. Ohio State 1-2 in the conference. Gophers looking for their first Big Ten win. They are 0-3 so far. Mentioned this during the game, when Ohio State's right, it's really good at knocking off Kentucky, a signature win. But they've had some disappointing performances. They've been boat raced on a couple of occasions. Fell on the home floor Friday night to Michigan State. So we'll see which Ohio State team is there and see if Minnesota can't get some things straightened out as well. The Badgers will host the Gophers on Friday night at the Kohl Center. That game will tip off at 6 o'clock. And then a week from tomorrow, Wisconsin will welcome Ohio State to town. Two games on the schedule tomorrow. Nebraska playing the Iowa Hawkeyes. We'll see how the Hawkeyes bounce back after giving up 116 to Wisconsin on Friday night. The Huskers coming off a very nice home court win against UCLA. Speaking of which, the Bruins on the home floor tonight. Interesting matchup, top 25 matchup, UCLA against Michigan. Michigan and Michigan State, the two teams unbeaten at this early stage of conference play. UCLA is 2-1. Wednesday night, Indiana coming off their win yesterday at the Palestra against Penn State will host USC, and Penn State hits the road going to Champaign, Illinois, with a very nice road trip to the Pacific Northwest with wins over Oregon and Washington. It'll be the Illini and Penn State on Wednesday night. Wisconsin defeats Rutgers here tonight in Piscataway, 75-63. We'll take another break. Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Well, folks, break out your parkas. Winter weather is officially here. We've got heavy lake effect snow, icy temps, and biting winds.
Built Ford Tough Trucks, proud sponsor of winter. See your Wisconsin Ford dealer.
Folks, we got a wintry winter ahead due to big nor'easters bringing lots of snow, cold, and wind. Brace yourselves, winter is here.
The Ford family of SUVs, proud sponsor of winter. See your Wisconsin Ford dealer.
At Jones, we make our sausage, bacon, and ham the traditional way, with simple ingredients and a commitment to distinctive quality. But what we're really proud of is how they taste. Our bacon is dry-aged. Almost no other manufacturer takes the time to do that. And our all-natural roll sausage is made with just three ingredients: pork, salt, and spices. That's it. It's attention to detail and quality that you can taste in every bite. At Jones, we've been making breakfast better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers defeat Rutgers 75-63. Brian Butch, moments ago, caught up with the head guy.
We're here with Coach Garn. Coach, first, a great win on the road. Yeah, Rutgers gets it down to three. You guys had a response. What worked so well during that response?
Four straight stops. You know, I think defensively we turned the screws. And then we were able to clean up, get better defensive rebounding production. And then obviously Steve Crowell, I thought he was really helped kick it over the top on the glass, both ends. Really, I thought he was the difference maker.
Yeah, and you look at what you guys have done against Iowa, you know, Stanford, you slow him down. You got Ace Bailey, 3 of 16, 1 of 5 from 3, only 9 points. Both those guys are elite players in this league. Defensively, you guys have done a really good job on those players. What are you guys doing so well there?
Well, it's a team effort, you know, and obviously Max had Bailey at the start, but we had other guys, Janicki on him, Blackwell on him. We were prepared to go bigger on him if we needed to, and we got switched at times. Nolan had him for a part of a possession, and the same thing with Harper. You know, we knew we were going to start with John on him, but I thought Cam, you know, we come at you in waves, which I think is on both ends. We come at you in waves offensively with how we can score in spurts, and we have different guys at different nights, and we come at you defensively too. So we give different looks, and we got great contributions off the bench.
By no means was it a pretty win, but a win is a win. And we were talking about it during the game a lot. This team, and I use the word team because everybody has found ways to contribute, whether it's Carter Gilmore, Kamari McGee coming off the bench, hitting that big shot at the end of the half. Everybody had their hand in this win. What do you feel is so important with this team? Because it just seems like when the moment is there or when their number is called, they come in and they respond.
Yeah, I think more than anything, and this was said by the players a dozen times in each of the timeouts, both halves really, but specifically as they were making a run at us in the second half, stay together. You know, don't fracture, don't separate, stay together, and keep chipping away and keep fighting. You know, but it's a team that can play in different ways. You know, it's never been pretty here in all the years we've been coming here. It's gritty, not pretty. And when you come into the rack, just knowing it's going to be somewhat of a rock fight. We couldn't get enough separation there in the first half. But you know they're going to come in and make some shots and get the crowd behind them. And we were able to, answer back and push it back out there at the end.
Congratulations on a great road win, Coach.
All right, thanks, Brian.
All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. Badgers win it 75-63. Back to wrap things up tonight in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Action! When I grew up, I wanted to be a director. Because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
Well, for people who want to be in touch with what's happening in Racine and Racine County, Kurt Vollman has all kinds of stuff for you. Weekday afternoons from 2 until 6. From music and cultural events to theater events and what's happening downtown or anywhere in the county, Kurt talks to the people that hold these events and gets them organized for you to attend. And, of course, he features timeless hits and local news throughout the day, too. It's Homeward Bound with Kurt Vollman, weekdays from 2 until 6 on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Wisconsin the winner tonight, 75-63 over Rutgers. John Blackwell, 21 points. Stephen Crowell, 18 and 10. 18 points, 10 rebounds. John Tanjay with 15 points and 9 rebounds. Badgers now 12-3 overall, 2-2 in the Big Ten. And Wisconsin will host Minnesota on Friday night at the Kohl Center. Our coverage starts at 5, tip time set for 6 o'clock. Again, your final tonight in Piscataway, Wisconsin 75, Rutgers 63. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Easton D'Amelia back at our studio, this is Matt LePay, inviting you to join us on Friday night as the Badgers host the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
California dreaming, outside your winter's day.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah. feet, dual quad, positive traction, 409. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up,
giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, 409. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409. Nothing can catch her, nothing can touch my 409.
We'll be right back.
and timeless hits. WRJN.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Action! When I grow up, I want to be a director. Because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
Well, for people who want to be in touch with what's happening in Racine and Racine County, Kurt Volman has all kinds of stuff for you. Weekday afternoons from 2 until 6. From music and cultural events to theater events and what's happening downtown or anywhere in the county, Kurt talks to the people that hold these events and gets them organized for you to attend. And, of course, he features timeless hits and local news throughout the day, too. It's Homeward Bound with Kurt Volman, weekdays from 2 until 6 on WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Radiation underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby our lives. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand? Thank you.
the rains came. Down in the hollow, playing a new game. Laughing and running, hey, hey. Skipping and jumping. In the misty morning fog with all our hearts a-thumping. And you, a brown-eyed girl. So slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown-eyed girl. You, my brown-eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing sha la 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 la.
I lost that love before, got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one, now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind, I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, I'd spend my whole life with you. 'Cause you came and you took control, you touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made